regering het 2 weke gelede 'n finale loonaanbod van 'n verhoging van 1,5% en ook kontant toelaas aan staatsdienswerkers gemaak. Vakbonde het toe hierdie verhogings aan hulle lede vir oorweging voorgelê en volgens berigte is daar so wat 34% of 1/3 van staatsdienswerkers wat die aanbod wil aanvaar. En dit volg nadat verskeie vakbonde gedreig het om die hele staatsdiens tot stilstand te bring met 'n moeder van alle stakings indien loone nie met heel wat meer as die inflasiekoers opgestoot word nie. CSW Pamela is op die lyn, is 'n woordvoerder van Kusatu. CSW, thank you so much for joining me. Where are we now in the process? When do unions have to indicate whether their members will accept the offer or not?
Well, look, we do have a substantial membership that has decided that they are not happy with the offer, but they are ready to accept it, because they feel that going on strike will not necessarily benefit them. They understand that the strike is a no work, no pay principle, and that they might as well take us on the table and move on. That's quite a substantial number, but also we do have also a huge chunk of membership that is ready for a fight. Now, what we are trying to do is to reconcile these competing positions and see whether the majority of COSATU membership is really ready for a strike or not, because we cannot declare strike that is being backed by a minority. So the unions that have rejected it have requested an extension to say, can they be given more time to engage with their members? But some of our unions, like SATU, the teachers, for example, they've made it very clear that they accept. So until such time we are clear as to where the majority stands on this issue, we are unable to really answer the question, because, like I said, a huge chunk of our membership has accepted the offer, but also a substantial number also is rejecting the offer. Until such time where we know whether the majority accept or reject, we are unable to really take a position.
You state that you need a majority. Is that the majority of unions or the majority of the members of unions?
No, the majority of members. Because, for an example, there's a lot that we have to consider. If you are going to go into a strike, for an example, you also have to reflect and look at who are the people who are rejecting. Are they people who are part of essential service or not? Because you can have all police officers, for example, taking a position, but they are part of essential service, meaning that whatever rejection, one thing you have to remember is that these people are not going to participate in any strike action. So these are some of the issues that COSATU has to consider in really counting the numbers, is to say, where is the majority that is rejecting? Does it come from the essential services part of the public service? Because that on its own will help us to make a determination as to whether do we proceed with any strike action, or do we just accept that the majority of our members are prepared to move on.
Well, this process has been ongoing since last year. It's been a very extensive process. When do you foresee a resolution, where there's actually a final decision? Because I think it creates a lot of uncertainty within government and the broader public who could be affected by a strike.
Well, look, as things stand, any offer that has been put on the table has to be considered for 31 days. After 31 days, if unions, for example, do not declare disputes, even if they don't come and sign, then the government has a responsibility to just implement and move on. So what is likely to happen now is that, let's say in the next 2 weeks, unions will have to bring something official back to the employer. Those unions that have accepted, many of them have already gone ahead to sign. So if, for an example, the majority of unions inside and outside of COSATU were to sign, and then you'll have a 50+1 membership of the public service accepting the offer, then the employer will have to continue to implement the offer as is. If, for an example, the unions that are rejecting, they rejected, but they say we're unable to go on strike because we're divided, the employer will also have to proceed to implement. So what we are just looking at now is whether the people who are opposed to the offer, do they constitute a majority? and then ask them what do they want to do about that. Do they want to go on strike, or they just rather boycott the signing ceremony and not be part of any signing ceremony, but allow the employer to proceed? So those are some of the possibilities as things stand. But in the next 2 weeks, everything will be fixed because, like I said, you might find that the majority of people who reject are people who actually, by law, cannot go on strike. And they might actually take a principled position to boycott and not go on strike. But it might actually be the vice versa, that it's the majority of people who can go on strike and who feel that they are ready to go on strike. So all of that will be revealed and resolved in the next 2 weeks.
Dankie Sizwe, dit was Sizwe Pamla, die woordvoerder van Kusatu. Narina, ons praat nou al baie lank oor hierdie staatsdiens loonverhogings, die staat wat aanvanklik begin het en gesê het, geen verhogings gaan toegestaan word nie, nou is daar toegewings gemaak, maar dit hou net aan, maar as ek nou so na Sizwe luister, lyk dit vir my asof dalk hierdie staking afgeweer kan word.
Ek dink daar is toch een goeie kans daarvoor en ek is blij om dit te hoor, Ryk, want het voel toch vir my of daar dalk een bietjie, dalk nie realiteit amper half daar ook begin inkom, dat vooral met die afgelopen 18 maanden met sulke geweldige impak wat, wat werkverliese en die pandemie gehad het op mense buiten die staatsdienst, denk ek is daar toch ook een bewuswording daarvan, dat om enigszins nog mense werk te kan hee en dan dalk 1.5% per verhoging te kan kry, jou eindelijk in een relatief baie goeie posiesie plaas op hierdie stadium. So ek hoop regtig dat daar goeie samenwerking kan plaasvind en dat hoe sê die Engelsman, dat sanity will prevail. Want ek dink vir die landse ekonomie is daar die groeiende staatsloon is 'n geweldige belangrike komponent om dit onder beheer te hou is 'n geweldige belangrike aspek van ons algehele skuldlas en so dit is werklik in die hele landse belang dat hierdie verhoging nie meer sal wees as wat ons, jy weet, ons kan omtrent al klaar nie bekostig wat ons nou het nie, ons kan nie nog meer bekostig as dit nie, en ek praat hier eintlik namens die hele land, ek praat nie net van spesifieke individue nie.